specifics in just a second. I was talking about back to college. It is really, if not this week, in the weeks to come, the next few days anyway, that most college students will be back. And Christopher Matthew, is it Pizzelli?
You got it, Pizzelli.
All right, nice to see you. Chris has just written, or how long?
It came out on Labor Day.
Oh, well, good for you. Has written Conquering College, Getting A's for Doing Zilch. Your parents have to be so proud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how it came out was I said, avoid the labor, read Conquering College, Getting A's for Doing Zilch.
Really, it is quite an accomplishment as a college student. Where do you attend?
I'm in Hofstra Law School now. I graduated from Rutgers. I graduated Phi Beta Kappa, Dean's List every semester, and now I'm in law school.
And you use the theories in this book to do as well as you did in Rutgers.
That's how I made it through.
Didn't do a blasted thing.
Just about.
Your parents, your family has to be pretty proud of a college student writing a book.
Yeah, it worked out real well.
That's a major,
it really did.
Major accomplishment. And who is this young lady?
That's my girlfriend, Jeannie.
Jeannie, nice to meet you. Are you from Hofstra, or where are you from?
No, I go to Rutgers University also.
Are you doing zilch there? As little as possible.
Okay, right.
Well, glad to hear it. Did you run into some obstacles in the
wedding? Oh, yeah, it was a disaster. It was
really?
An absolute disaster. What happened was, how it all started basically was that when I was in high school, it was me trying to get through the classes, trying to pass. You know, I had trouble in reading. I was taken out of class for extra help in writing. I had a stuttering problem. You name it, I was a disaster. So when I was getting ready for college, I was quite concerned because I was far from top of the class. So then I went and I read just about everything on the market. You name it, and I bought it. Books, tapes, cassettes, anything.
Anything that could help you succeed in college.
You got it. And I read them all, and they basically said one thing, study harder. And so I basically wasted my time and my money for no reason. So then when I finally...
Yeah, that's studying. Boy, so that'll screw up your social life, won't it?
So eventually I made it to Rutgers. And after speaking to some friends and finally getting the hang of things on my own, I began to speak to the students. I said, you know, this is college as bad as you think, and how do we avoid some of this work and this and that? And finally it came to me and some of the students said, somebody has to write this book because everything out on the market was written by professors or somebody who was in it for the money. And they all say the same thing, study harder. So what happened was word got out through the college because I was a journalism major. I began asking questions and doing interviews and calling different universities. And all the professors began to hear about this. And then they began stopping me in the hallways and they started asking me, Mr. Pizzelli, is it true that you're writing this book? And they would basically say, I don't really recommend it. You're going to get yourself into some trouble. It's never going to happen. Then I spoke to publishers. They didn't want to touch it because the world of academia was against it. So then finally I decided to self-publish it. The professors aren't very pleased about it, but thanks to the First Amendment and the Constitution and everything else, I'm allowed to self-publish it. The students are backing it 100%. The professors don't really seem to like it.
And I noticed the timing on this. You graduated from Rutgers when? In May?
I graduated a year ago.
Okay. And then, just at Labor Day, the book comes out. So you were smart enough not to publish it while you were still in Rutgers using these theories with some of the professors who said...
You got it. You got it.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, we'll find out what you have to say in Conquering College, Getting A's for Doing Zilch. Let's check in with John Butterworth first for PST Traffic. Yo, John.
You know...
Christopher Matthew Pizzelli. Chris Pizzelli is... where are you from originally, Chris?
From Hillsboro.
Oh, really?
Local?
You are a local. Well, say hi to friends and family. Has written Conquering College, Getting A's for Doing Zilch. And after graduating from Rutgers, you're now a law student.
You got it.
Law student at Hofstra. Why bother going to college if you're going to blow off all the rules concerning higher education?
It's a good question. What's taking place is whether or not we like education and whether or not we like college, there's one thing that nobody can argue is if you go to college, you're going to get higher on the ladder. So whether or not you believe in an education, you're going to need one these days because it is just too competitive. Anybody and everybody's going to college. So if you don't go to college, you're already at a disadvantage.
But the idea, and I'm starting to sound like somebody's parents, the idea of a liberal arts education is to actually learn something while you're there.
Oh, come
Absolutely.
On.
My book doesn't...
And find out how to tap a keg. The two things that come to mind. There's find out things you may need later in life and tap a keg. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I see exactly what you're saying.
And you don't give a damn, do you?
Buy my book, read it.
Well, what's taking place is just because you don't have to do any work doesn't mean that you don't have to learn anything. What'll take place is you go to these classes and you will eventually hit professors that you'll do a ton of work and you're just not going to learn anything. What my book is going to teach you to do is to avoid this work. Not to learn, but it's going to teach you how to learn and how to learn in half the time. There's no sense in doing the job when it takes three times as long or three times as much work when you can avoid it.
Who will this book help the most? The average student?
Well, it'll help out certainly the average student, certainly the one that can't get through, certainly the high school student who is scared out of the pants because the high school teachers are just filling them with fear and everything else. It will also help the students who are already doing well. For example, Jeannie over here, my girlfriend, she's got very good grades, straight A's and B's. Now, after she got the book, she can do it in half the time. Now,
hang with you.
You know, I can sit there and study for as long as I need to. Mm-hmm. But with me, there's no sense in me doing all the work. With these tips, I can avoid a lot of the work, focus in on what's necessary, learn what I need to, and get A's. And that's exactly what I did.
Well, let's break it down. And you cover a lot of important areas. Areas I've been out of college for a year or two. Yeah. So some of the things I'd forgotten about, but important areas like registering for classes.
Of course. Of course.
What are some of the problems related to registering for classes? Is it just the simple fact that by the time I always seem to get there, the ones that I really wanted were taken?
Oh, certainly. That's one thing. Another thing is that probably like yourself, most people consider registering for classes a disadvantage. In my book, I tell you that that's where you want to be. You want to register for classes. For example, when you get into when you get on the line, and just like you said, you get there and the class is closed. What do? My book covers all that. My book tells you sign up for everything. If you're not sure which class to take. You got two classes. I don't know which one's better. Take them both. Go to the class.
So sign up for more classes than you ever intend on actually attending.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a really good idea and something I never thought
about.
But
don't you have to
pay
up
front,
though? The
reason why I do it is because it's always easier to drop the class.
Well, Janet brings up the point. I don't think you can. I don't think you can hear you, Janet.
Okay, I'm good.
Now, Hobie, slip those headphones on. See, okay. He's slacking on us.
Yeah. No, what I was saying is, don't you have to pay up front for all these classes?
Well, a lot of the times, like Rutgers, it doesn't really matter as long as you're a full-time student. No big deal. The other thing is that since you're going to drop the class anyway, who cares? You're going to get your money back.
Yeah, but you can't forget to drop it. You got to do it right.
Well, yeah. Even filling out a form, even I can do that.
Okay.
The adding of and dropping of classes is your chance to get a feel for the class. Go a couple of times.
Absolutely.
And then if the class seems too difficult or whatever.
Or looks like work.
Well, there are certain classes you're not going to be able to drop. Courses that relate to your major that are you know, core requirements, and you're stuck with them.
Absolutely.
And you have to take them.
You're absolutely right. You do have to take the course, but you don't have to take the professor. So once again, you're going to sign up for the same course twice with two different professors. Find out which professor is better. If you freak out on tests and you lock up, then don't go with the professor that requires all these tests. Go with the professor that requires a paper or an oral exam or speech or something.
Something you can handle.
You got it.
Conquering College, Getting A's for Doing Zilch. The author and a college student who's just gone through Rutgers and is now in law school and trying to make a couple of dollars for that effort with this book is Chris Pizzelli from Hillsboro. Where is this book available, by the way? We can't get it in bookstores, I'm assuming.
Not really, not yet. What I'm doing is I'm doing it directly through me. How it'll work is that I charge $9.95 for the book, and that includes shipping and tax. And what they do is they send me a check, and then I ship the book right out to them.
Mm-hmm. All right. And sales so far, you're doing okay?
Pretty damn good. I'm already on the second printing, so I'm real impressed. The students seem to like it a lot. It's been written up in a number of newspapers, so it's really beginning to catch on.
Well, good for you. You detail dealing with college advisors. You're not big on college advisors.
No, I'm not. I mean, I don't say avoid them entirely, but I say be prepared, because I can't tell you how many students I spoke with that relied on the advisor, and who wouldn't? That's their job. Their job is to advise. The problem is that they advise too many students, and they can't keep track of it. So one time you'll walk in, and they'll tell you something. 6 months later, after you take the course, they ain't going to remember what they said. So what I basically do is I say be prepared. I tell you how to avoid these pitfalls, not to completely bypass the advisor, because some of them are excellent, and some of them you really do need.
But nah, they all suck. I had a college advisor that if he hadn't made a mistake, I could have graduated a semester early.
There
he told
go.
Me I had all these courses that did not fulfill any of my group requirements because they were honors courses.
Yep.
So I had to take all these, like, Psych 101, yep. Geography 101, all this other stuff, and I could have filled it with all my honors and graduated a half a year early.
Doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, you got off lucky because, you know, I walked in and I spoke to my advisor when I was a freshman, and he said, nobody graduates in 4 years. And I said, excuse me, but I'm paying for this. I need to graduate in 4 years. because I honestly can't afford it, and I don't want to spend my entire life in school.
That's not... That's a hell of a thing to say. Nobody graduates in 4 years.
Doesn't matter. I quote him in the book.
4.5 year plan, they say, your average student.
How about that? And some people are there 5 or 6 years, but one of the areas, and you deal with, and we'll cover how to get the right professor and which classes to attend and all that stuff. One of the things you don't get into, which obviously has an impact, is for a lot of kids, it's their first time away from home.
Right.
They get into this environment, and a lot of the times, I don't really think they give a damn about the classes at all.
Right.
They're just overwhelmed with the social life.
Right.
And so it's probably easy for them to slip up, especially if an advisor's saying, you know, you do a certain thing. They're probably not taking the time, the little bit of time that it would require to follow the methods that you put in here. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, it's a good point. In fact, when I spoke to students, I basically asked them, I said, what am I supposed to put in this book? You know, it was written by the students for the students, so it was up to us to figure out what should be in there. And the topic did come up, you know, people are moving away and the beer parties and everything else. Should it be included? And what we said was, let's streamline. And there's no sense of writing a chapter upon chapter about, okay, study all the time, don't go to the parties, because let's face it, that's not the case.
What you're saying is, if you follow these methods, you'll have more time.
You can go to the parties.
To do what? Whatever, to work or to, you know, to go out with the friends or whatever the case. 7 is an important thing.
It's the key.
What are you looking for to pinpoint the right professor? Is it just a personal thing, what you mentioned about taking of tests as opposed to writing of papers? And
how to work is, I don't write in the book, okay, this is the professor you want. You want somebody that grades you 30% on the written exam and 10% on participation. That's not going to work, and it would be silly to write it down. What you need to know is that you have the option and the availability to go into a class, look at the professor, and see if he fits your needs. Because, like I said, a lot of people go into an exam and they lock up. They know the material, they go in and they freak out.
Yeah.
Now, why should they be penalized for that? When if they can go in and they can write it down and hand in the paper and they're going to get a better grade, why not go for that? So with the professors, I basically detail that option and that alternative.
Mm-hmm. I would think that would be even more of an option if you went to a bigger school.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you would have the choice of maybe 3, maybe even 4 professors.
No question about it.
Where in a smaller school, there may be just the one professor.
Now, Chris, is it easier for people who are outgoing to use your book? Because it sounds like a lot of this stuff is information that you can gather from your fellow students. And if you're shy, you might have a hard time getting this info.
Yeah, no question about it. It was really written by the students. You know what I mean? There's no question about it. If you go to the library and you pick up a book, what they all say, study hard. It doesn't say this stuff. Now, do you have to be outgoing to apply these methods? Absolutely not. No way. I did all the work. It's all written down. You follow it. You don't have to be a genius. I'm basically a lazy bum at this point. I always felt that, why do all the work if I don't have to? The students did all the work, and I wrote it all down. Now all you have to do, it's like picking up a blueprint. You pick up the blueprint, you say, oh, I know what I have to do. I'm going to go into this class. I can take these 2 professors. Now without that, you would go in, and you would take 1 professor, and whether or not you would like them, you would stay there. You never even thought of the alternative to take a different professor or a different course.
See, I always chose my courses depending on what time of day they were. I had an 8 o'clock course,
you know,
5 days
laugh,
a week, one winter session.
Oh.
Whoa.
What the heck were you thinking?
It was halfway across campus, too.
Noon.
I used to have to
noon
get up
is
and
the earliest.
That's
class.
It. That's the law.
Yeah.
They used to play ping pong and darts next door in my dorm, and you should have seen Linda Blair at about midnight saying, I have an 8 o'clock class!
Hey, Linda. Please don't scream. It's 21 minutes after 7 in the morning, Linda Blair. That's actually a pretty good nickname for you, though, Janet. Chris Pizzelli here on PST has written a book about dealing with college and how to get by for doing the slimmest amount of work. You get into a course, let's say something that you need for your major. You find that the option of dropping the course is not there. You must stay with it. Right from the beginning, you sink like a stone.
Okay.
Your first test comes in and you've gotten, you know, you're like in the lowest percentile. What can you do at that point before it gets too far along to turn things around?
No problem. Again, a number of alternatives. One thing is that you said, what happens if you can't drop? Really, that's never an alternative because you can just about always drop the class unless it's towards the very end. So usually at the very worst, you're only going to get a W. Now your question is, well, let's assume at the very worst I do get a W. What do I do? Let's even assume that he's the only professor teaching it.
W is a what?
Withdrawal.
Withdrawal.
Okay,
you got it.
All right.
So now let's assume worst case scenario, you drop the course, except he's the only one teaching it. And you know that if you sign up for the same course, you're going to be in for the same...
The next semester.
You got it. So what you can do, for example, is you can take an independent study with the class. Simple, you just fill out the form. You're probably saying, well, what the heck is an independent study? What that basically is that's usually a one-on-one session so that you can sit down with the professor one-on-one.
And beg.
You got it.
I'm very familiar with that technique.
How to work it. Just say,
I went to a small school. I don't remember anything called independent study.
Just about every school has it. The problem is that nobody knows about it. It's really not on the add drop list. What you have to do is you just basically go into the registrars and say, I want an independent study for this class. What can you do for me? And then typically what they'll do is they'll say, well, why do you want an independent study? And if you say, I hate the professor, it's not going to work, and I tell you about that in the book. What you need to do is come up with something. Say, gee, my work schedule conflicts, two classes conflict at the same time, and it's simple as that. Then you have an independent study, and now what you've just done is you've taken a worst-case scenario, you failing a class, and you having to take this professor, and you've probably turned this into a damn good grade, because let's face it, if you're the only person in the class, chances are, with the curve, you're going to do pretty good.
Yeah. Not only that, the professor's going to want to have a short class. Why waste all this time with you? Right?
Exactly.
Conquering College, Chris Pizzelli
is the author.
We'll find out how what tips you can use for deciding on a major and the actual art of studying.
Of course, nobody has to do that after they read this book, apparently.
We'll be right back in a minute on PSC at 7:24. Thank you for coming in so early in the morning. If you're from Hillsboro, did you go to Hillsboro High?
Certainly did. The last 2 years, graduated from Hillsboro High School.
You may know, Chris, if you want to try and get this book, it's available via the mail, Bright Sun Publishing. I'm assuming you're the Bright Sun?
You got it. My mom always said so.
9 Daniel Drive in Belmead, New Jersey, 08502. You're quite the entrepreneur, is Chris Pizzelli. In your first year at law school, that is said to be like the hardest thing that you'll ever endeavor to do. As far as an education, are these techniques helping in law school?
Well, law school is certainly different.
Aha!
I want to make sure that you're paying some attention, because if down the road you're representing me for something, I don't want to think that you skipped out of like every class and you weaseled your way through somehow, and you have the diploma and you don't know what you're doing. So pay attention, would you, Chris?
Well, I said it was different. I didn't say it was impossible, though.
The art of studying is something that is really, really scary to a lot of high school kids.
Yeah.
Because, quite frankly, even if you go to a half-decent high school, you can manage to get through without knowing how to really study.
No doubt about it. Absolutely.
What are your tips for conquering? Are you an advocate of the all-nighter?
Well, there's no question about it. Most of the book is dealing with other aspects because, let's face it, I can teach you in a book how to study. But what I can teach you is how to study more efficiently. I can't teach you how to become any smarter because, I'm not very smart myself. What I tell you to do is basically, don't study all night if it's possible, but let's face it, we've all done all-nighters. Don't sit there and never get up because it's not going to work. You know what I mean? Study for a little bit. Study for about a half hour to an hour. Get up, take a break, go for a walk, something like that.
How do you know you get into this? I just briefly read through it last night. How do you know what you should be studying? That is the important thing. You can study all night, but if you're studying the wrong stuff, you're still clueless when it comes time to take the test.
No doubt about it. What's going to take place is that most times what I notice is students take a pound of notes when they go to class. Then when it's time for the exam, they study the book. And I said, if the professor spent all that time babbling about this subject, chances are what he said is important. First, study the notes. Because chances are, if you just study the notes, you got it in the bag. Because to be honest with you, most of the time, about half the classes in Rutgers, I didn't buy the books. It just didn't pay. Because the teacher basically did all the highlighting for me. Whatever the teacher said, I knew was important. I wrote it down, and then I studied it. Then with the book, you basically go over it. But the big key is to go over what the professor says in class.
And the buying of books will break you.
it's absolutely insane.
If you're paying your own way.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. In fact, in the book, I speak about a number of ways to basically bypass buying the books, how to save money, and things of that nature.
Or buy them used, maybe?
That's included. Exactly right.
The affordability factor, aside from never buying the books for the course, it's hard to believe that I'm advocating, look, if you're in college, never buy books. The bookstore, don't go there. What can you do if you're trying to, pay your own way?
Believe me, I know exactly what you mean because, like I said, I'm paying for my education once again. All the money that I make from this book is going for my wonderful law school education.
So what you're saying is write your own book.
No, don't. It's too competitive. But actually, it's funny you mention that because writing the last chapter of my book, I ask the students for suggestions. And I say, after you're done reading the book, chances are I missed something. Because, like I said, I'm not a genius. I'm sure I missed something. What I asked the students to do right in the last few pages of the book is I said, if you have a tip and I don't mention it, mail it in and I'll write you back and I'll get your permission and I'll include it. But how do I happen to answer your question is, let's assume you're poor. You can't afford these books because, let's face it, you walk into a bookstore, the typical book is going to cost you $40 or $50. You're only going to use it for one semester. One of the easiest things to do is go to your public library. walk in and say, hi, you know, I'm from the township. Can you get me this book? Sure, we'll get you the book.
Even if they don't have it on hand,
they'll track it down, really. Thanks to computers, you should have the book within about a week, maybe 2 weeks tops, for no charge. Now, you can't obviously keep it, but it's a library. So, just keep renewing it.
Yeah.
Now you just save $50 for a book, and you got it for free. Now, you times probably an average of 2 books per class, usually 5 classes, that's 10 books. Add that up times 40. I mean, you're talking about a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And you can cut it in half. Easy.
Any plans to write more books after this experience?
Well, the law school book has
come
up. How
to weasel through law school?
Well, you know, law school, I got the law school.
How are you making out?
Not too bad. Not all the grades are posted. I got an A- in property. I got a B in torts. But, you know, all these professors, they talk about, don't wait, don't procrastinate. You got to be fast-paced. Attorney's job is very fast. And meanwhile, it's been a month, and not all the grades are posted.
Yeah, well, you'll find that's the case. In the business world as well. I wish you the best of success. There are obviously a lot more in here. Details the best and most efficient way to write papers.
Oh, absolutely.
And to answer different questions.
Anytime.
You get, like, really into the odds on multiple choice tests.
You got it. True and false, multiple choice, matching, you name it. Because let's face it, most exams, that's what we're going to deal with. So that's what should be focused.
Yeah, you know, yesterday we talked to this guy, this professional gambler.
Okay.
And last night I'm reading through your book about how to take multiple choice tests when you really don't know the answers.
Right.
And I thought I was listening to the gambling guy again. It's all an odds thing. But, Chris, it's nice meeting you. And good luck with the book and your law school plans. Conquering College, Getting A's for Doing Zilch. And again, if you want to order the book by mail, it's Bright Sun Publishing at 9 Daniel Drive in Belmead, New Jersey, 08502. Or you can call us here if you missed the number, and we'll give you that information. Hillsboro, Native Sun, Bright Sun, Chris Pizzelli, and good luck at Hofstra.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming in so early in the morning and to your girlfriend.
My pleasure.
It's live on PST. It's easy.